good.
So, okay, the topic I want to talk about is in this week's parasha, there's an issue of Nichush. The Torah has the zister of various different types of superstitions, magic, etc. So I can talk about the magic part so much. I want to talk about the superstitions part. We have all the concepts which we talk about simonim. We have a simon, this is good simon for that, a good simon, that's a bad simon for that. The Torah has a concept called Isra of Nechush.
We just say Eli Nishmas.
Oh, Eli Nishmas. Can we give a name?
Fegabas Chaim.
Fegabas
Chaim.
Chaim. Fegabas Chaim. It is a Fegabas Chaim. Thank you. And then the Torah ends off with Tamim Tiyam Hashem Lekech. We should rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You should be Tamim. Rashi says, don't worry about what's going to be in the future. Rashi is going to take, will do the good things for you. Don't get so worried about it. Tamim Tiyam Hashem Lekech. And Rashi actually says a beautiful thought that if you go B'tzmimis, El Helechim B'tzmimis, Vos Yiyam Imar L'Lechelka. Tamim Tiyam Kamo Ima Hashem Lekech. If you are Tamim, you just go and rely on and trust him, then the reward for that, the result of that will be, you'll be with Hashem. That's how Rashi translates the pasuk. So, what is included in this issue? So the Mor comes along and says, the Mor has a machlokes is what exactly it means. What it says that it means, whereas different, all these words over here, Menachesh and Ma'oinen, what exactly does it mean? So it means that they take certain things which have occurred, and they take that as simonim for whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. Or they do certain things to see if something is good or bad is going to happen. That's the basic idea. So in the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings the simon Yerodei and Simon Kufay and Tez, so it says a person can't tum tiyim Hashem lekecho, you can't go to astrologers and go and get your horoscope by the astrologer. I would assume that would mean you're reading your daily horoscope, type of a thing as well.
Palm readers.
We'll get the palm readers. Okay. It says if a person wants to use a Ouija board, a person some type of a girl, we do some type of a, we'll throw the dice, and based on how the dice comes out, that's a sign, it's a divine sign one way or the other way. So that would be an issue to make your decisions based on if you're just, you can't figure out, say, heads and tails, whatever. That's not the problem. The point is, if you find a simon by the lots, we'll draw lots, and that's a divine sign, what we're supposed to do.
So, is the issur to make the decision based on that, or to consult it in the first place?
It's an interesting question. The Rambam, when he presents that you get, when the person will take this simon and then act upon it, he gets malchus. So he seems to say that this is the package deal. That's why this sort of going to the astrologer only goes under the say of Tamim Tiyam Im Hashem Elokecha. You're not over the issur by going to the astrologer of giving the simon yet, but it's lacking in Tamim Tiyam Im Hashem Elokecha, which Ramban says is the mitzvah haseh. You have the haseh part immediately, you have the los haseh when you finish the process. That's what Rambam does. Not everybody agrees with the Rambam. The Rambam comes along and he says he has a problem because we have multiple Gemaras which talk about the different simonim. The Gemara says that they would anoint the king, they would go down to near where the spring was, based on a pasuk that David told when they had the conflict where his son Adonio was trying to become the king. So he told them they should go and anoint Shlomo. He says, go down to where the Gichon is and anoint him by the Gichon. So the Gemara says, in hurry, is why by the Gichon? It's a good simon, because a spring constantly replenishes itself, produces, it keeps flowing and flowing. His malchus should continue for many generations to come. So simon toy. The Gemara says, oh, simon is a good thing. That's why in Rosh Hashanah we should have, beginning of the year, the Gemara says we should do things, it should be a simon toy. Eat the head of an animal. That's the example the Gemara gives. Or you should eat korah. Right? Should be kriyat gezar din. So we do simonim Rosh Hashanah night, based on this idea of a simon, that a simon is a good thing. The Gemara, we find, the place can talk about, there's a minhag many people have not to get married. You should only get married in the first half of the lunar month, because that's when the moon, which represents Klai Yisrael, is on the rise. So it should be a simon toiv. Some say you continue at least not at the end of the month, but you know, even past the middle, but you know, you can continue until your Chaf Beis, because it's still large, but it's really getting small. It's not a good siman. We make a chuppah under the Tachas Kippos HaShemayim. It should be a siman toiv that they should increase, etc. These are simanim which are brought. Shulchan Aruch says you can do this. The Mor says. The other hand, the Shulchan Aruch says, so if a person is eating and the bread falls out of his mouth, he says, oh, that's a bad sign. Or he's walking, he's about to travel, and a tzvi runs across his path, which nowadays maybe I'm not sure that's what type of sign that is. Right? It's a sign that we have to get rid of the deer. But and he says, I'm not going to go anymore. It's a sign, you know, if the deer crosses my path, of course, you're over this is the rice of making a simen, of nichush. So how do you understand the difference?
Oh, you can't follow that.
You can't follow that. The more said that's an issur d'oraisa. You know, you're ready to go, and you know the chicken comes along and starts crowing like the rooster. Ah, that's a bad sign. You know, no, don't go. Like, so. The more says his mako fell out of his hands. A nachash trip. Goes on his right side, a fox goes on his left side, the birds start chirping in a funny sound, but also simonim, that is also to do. The Mora says that a person has hakpada, you know, I don't pay back loans on Motzi Shabbos. You don't start off the week with the first thing you do is losing money. Right? The guy comes and, you know, says, want to collect the loan first thing in the morning, rather than the morning, you know, later in the day. Now, bad sign, also to do. That's going to do that. Okay. That being said, the Gemara says it's if you want to be mocked, but the first piece of land, that real estate that you buy, not to sell, the Gemara says that's a good simon. Don't sell the first piece of property that you bought. It's a bad. The Gemara says don't lend your wallet to somebody. It's a bad sign. Lend your wallet to somebody, it's a sign that you're giving away your money. The Rizal says you're not supposed to sleep in Rosh Hashanah because it's a sign that your mazel will be sleeping the whole year, right? So, very. And then of course you have all these modern, the more, you know, you're allowed to wear a right to bendel, you know, the red strings, you know, it's a sign to keep with the iron hara. Is that moser? Is that osir? The key chal is, you're putting a key into the chal of the first Shabbos after Pesach, or the Shabbos of working Rosh Chodesh year. You know, some people hold it to the Raisa. It goes into the Simon Ra thing. It's the Raisa. And some people are swear by it. That's what's called the Simon, you know. Okay. So, right? So what's the deal? Okay, so how do you define this? The Rambam comes along and he says like this. The Rambam says that all these cases that the Gemara is saying is to make a decision based on it is the Isser, the Rambam says. The Rambam does not listen to Tom Dima and Mishal Lekecha. He says to make a decision based on it, but you know, while you're doing it, you would want to feel good or bad. You know, is this a good idea, bad idea? So Rambam says, any sin which took place, you want to say that, oh, that's a simon toiv or simon ra, that you're allowed to do. That's what the Mor says, nichush osir, simon mutter. The Mor actually asks the question of Mor and Chulin. The Mor says, nichush osir, simon mutter. But the Mor doesn't give us enough definition. Rambam says that nichush is making decisions based on it, that you can't do, because the Russian says, we don't decide things like that. But if you want to say, well, you know, I'm doing it anyway, but you know, I'm not so excited about it, it's probably not going to work out because there's a simon ra, that you'd be allowed to do according to the Rambam. The Rambam does say, the Mor says, Eliezer came to the well and says, listen, if the water rises up to meet this first girl, it's a sign, all right, why is that mutter? The Mor says, so the Rambam says that case was awesome. Hmm. Yeah. You make a decision based on a simon. So the Mor says, called nichush was not like nichush of Eliezer ben Avraham, ain't no nichush. Now the Mor doesn't say what's mutter also. The Mor says that's called nichush. Now that's a good example of nichush. The Mor says that's like the right example of nichush. The Rama says, I mean, what would be also to do that according to the Rama? The Rama holds it also to do. Okay. So next time you're looking to marry off your daughter or your son, you know, don't rely on the sign of water rising by a well. The Rava says that what's the point of the Gemara? The Gemara says Simon Mutter. So what's in the Gaya? So you're saying basically anytime you make a decision, so it's like, so you should walk around feeling for Daigah, not feeling for Daigah. Like, what's in the Gaya? What's the point? Obviously, the point of the Gemara is Simon Mutter means you're allowed to decide based on that. So okay, so if according to the Ravid, if you're allowed to decide based on that, so then we're back to the so the Ravid understands that the Morse of Eliezer's case was a case of something which is mutter. So that the Ravid says, you could argue, if it's a logical thought process, he was saying any girl who the water rises up to meet her, she got to be a tzedekis. That's a good siman. That's a logical siman. Now if there's a logic behind it, that's not the problem. The problem is when there's no logic. You know, red bands around your wrist, like why? You know, where's that come from? So I come along and I tell you that she only get married mile halavana. Or I'm telling you the Shulchan Aruch passes that you should not start a new project on Yom Beis or Yom Dalet, because the mazolos which exist on that day are not easy mazolos. That's mutter, Shulchan Aruch says. That's a logical thing. We know mazolos exist. We're not denying the idea of mazolos. That's a fact that these mazolos are difficult mazolos. It's not a good time to start a new project.
On Monday or Tuesday?
Monday or Wednesday.
Or Wednesday.
That's why the shiur is on Thursday. Okay, right? Besides other reasons. So the Ran says that Eliezer's case was not a problem. Tosfos agrees with the Rambam. But the Ravid says that he thinks like this. There's a difference between something which took place already. You made a decision to do something, and all of a sudden the sign happens. Like, no. But you're allowed to, as you move forward, you know, look for indications of what you should be doing. So if I'm setting something to go into the future, the Ravid holds that's what the Morse Simon is mutter. That's how he defines it. Now, the question which always comes up is now, we have Kabbalistic concepts. So can Kabbalah be matter something? If the Ran says anything which is logical, which means we understand the process, makes it mutter, so the Gemara clearly agrees to the concept of mazolos. That's a Gemara. Good, but it's discussed in the Gemara, the concept of mazolos. So we're not making up something new. And we're saying that therefore anything which is, the Shulchan Aruch says, anything which is, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. He said anything which is logical doesn't necessarily mean that Eli Rangel thinks it's logical. It means that the Gemara thought it's logical. The Gemara believed in mazolos. So that's called logical. That's clearly not what the Torah asks. Okay, I don't have, and there's no Gemara talks about it. Comes along with, and so before the Zohar was found, this is not, this is superstition. Right? Also, the Zohar comes along and says, yeah, it's a simon for something. Does that make it mutter or not? Or by following those type of things, what the Rambam say you're over innocent. The Rambam didn't have the desire, and he holds you. So your rationalists, some of the blogs out there, the rationalist blogs, hold it all. You know, if you put your key into your challah, you're over innocent of the rice. Okay. You put a red bindle on, you're over innocent of the rice. You know, all these type of things.
Is that a shita, the rationalist blogs?
Yeah,
and that's a sheet of the choshesh for.
am I choshesh for that? No. So what's the answer? The answer is that once you accepted something called the Zohar, and the Zohar was around Bezman Chazal as well. And it's not new knowledge, right? This is part of the body of knowledge of Chazal. So anything which we understand that there's a system, I don't care. I mean, science is logical. The science, we happen to be familiar with science. And the Zohar tells me that this affects this, so it affects it. So. Right? What's it in the medicine? Right? So that's not us, sir. If I decided I want to make up my own simon, I think there's no logic, there's no support anywhere in the Torah that this is something. But you know, I want to make up my own thing. So that's becoming a question. So is there any support anywhere in the Zohar for a swarm which we have for keys in the challah? That's debatable. That's, some say that they found a source for it in some non-Jewish religion, etc. That's where it came from. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that. You'll have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But that's the root of the discussion. The issue is how far do you take this? But anything which seems to have a source, which is a Torah source, that there's a logic behind it, everybody's going to agree that's mutter. Even the Rambam will agree that that's mutter. The Rambam says the things we don't have that. So if it's a simon al l'shavar, everybody's going to say that that's also. If it's a simon al habo, that's... So let's say like this. Let's say a person, has a project they want to do, they're traveling somewhere, they're planning to do something, and every time they start, it doesn't work. It happens 3 times in a row, it doesn't work. Can you take that as a divine sign that you shouldn't be doing this? So Rabbi Yom Zubber was asked this question, and he says, yes. I mean, if multiple times you try and do something, the Vilna Gaon tried to go to Eretz Yisrael. He says he went along the way, he saw the divine sign, he's not supposed to go, he went back to Vilna. So he was already in the Raisa. No, that there is a concept of simonim. You make it up. You make up what seems to be just an arbitrary simon. I fell asleep today. It's a sign that Hashem doesn't want me to do this project. Like, but I try to do the project. It doesn't work after multiple times. The case over there is I'm traveling and a deer crosses the road. Like, okay, so that's a sign I shouldn't go. And a nachash went on my right side. That's not a sign. But if I try doing it, it doesn't work. I try, and after eventually you get the message. This is probably not what something you should be working on right now. That's a logical thought process. So that's not going to be awesome. So the topic is still somewhat. I still find it somewhat nebulous. I still have clear cut rules in it. But it's a fascinating topic to think about that some of these issues out there.
So the key thing ultimately.
Key thing ultimately, you've been in my house, you've seen that I've done it, right? It's been accepted in Israel, so I'm going to have to assume that the sources are kosher. These people are busy trying to prove that all of the rabbis from the Haredi camp are really, are resurrected. That's part of their fun. So they found this source in a non-Jewish source, and they assume that's where it came from. Okay. I have better things to do with my life than respond to that.
Is the Ran arguing against the Rambam?
No, he's saying in the Rambam. Even according to the Rambam only asks that there's no logic behind it. The question is, logic doesn't necessarily mean a logic which is logical to us. It means what the point I'm saying is, if the Zohar tells me, just go back for a second, the main point of Kabbalah is to give us, to graph out, it's a scientific book, that really is really what it is. It's to graph out how Kadosh Baruch Hu sends down the different types of hashpoah that he wants to put in the world, what type of systems does he use? What types of names represent different types of hashpoah? How they move from point A to point B, etc. That's what it is. Now, that the fact that you're talking about metaphysical things becomes very metaphysical, but the basic concept, it's a very logical book. I mean, if you open up the Shari Erev from one of the early Bali Kabbalah, it's basically, it reads like an algebra book. If you use this name, this is what happens. This name, this is what happens. That's, okay. There's no exciting, it's pretty not exciting. I don't always use the word boring, but it's facts. It's facts that you don't see. So that means it's not facts, it's factual. I tell you there's something called electrons. You ever seen an electron in your life? Because the sign tells you that it's there, the difference is there. So the Zohar tells you this is there, it's there. Like, why can't that be real? So that's not what the answer is. Okay, let's move on to just one or two other issues. There is an issue in this week's parasha of Derush HaLemesim. So Derush HaLemesim, you cannot seek help from somebody who's not alive. That's the Israel Oyev, Yudarni, Derush HaLemesim. So the Mishnah points out that if a person goes to daven by the Kvarim of Tzadikim, the person should not daven that the Tzadik should help him, because they're using somebody as an intermediary. What they need to do instead is daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Hashem should help them in the schus of the person who's buried there. He pointed out, it's actually pointed out in Mishabura, and it goes to Rosh Hashanah, because the minhag was Rosh Hashanah, they would go to the basic course and daven by the Tzadikim. So Mishabura points out that whether you have a question of Yisrael Deraisa, you do that. So then the question which you always have is it permitted by Levaya, after the person says, you should be male, it's your sure, So some people are talking, I actually hold it's a problem. Some say that, saying that to be a male church is not that you're asking them for help. It's almost like giving them a command. You're moving on. This is what you should be doing, which that's what they should be doing. I can't ask him to do it in a certain sense, but I can sort of like command him, explain to him that's what he's supposed to be doing. That's the right way of saying it. Last point over here, this sort of kishuv. So it says one of the pshatim over here in these psukim of Moinin is achizas zainayim, is tricking, right? So the Rambam said that means sleight of hand. So if I have a very very good way to move my hands, and you think I'm doing magic, the Rambam holds it's in the derisa. The Rambam says that it's totally illogical. So he says it means anything which people doesn't make sense to them. So Shimshon, picked up buildings, you know, Shmiyas HaDaraisa, because it looks like magic, because I mean, nobody else is strong like that, right? Naftali ran from Mitzrayim back and forth like this, and Shmiyas HaDaraisa, right? Because, like, you know, it looked like magic. I mean, how do you do, boom, go back there? So like that. Must be, use magic to go back and forth, right? But it's not true. It's not logical. It happened to me. It was very fast. Right? That's it's totally tabadic a thing. What it means is Achiz Zainayim using Shadim. That's how the Red Vaz explains what it means. And Russia passes like that. And Russia does say that if the prisoner presents it as if it's real magic, that's also. But he explains to them what I'm doing is just happen to me that I can do this very quickly in a way which you think it looks like magic. You know, well, you know, pull the thing out over there. But so Rav Avadya passes that it's also. He passes like the Rambam.
Doesn't everybody know that real magic today?
So Rav Moshe says that now everybody knows. But you really it says I would advise, since the Rambam holds it's also, to try and stay away from it. But if that's not possible, he says, you know, so that the Rambam, the Iker Pesach is that it's mutter. But he does say it's proper to make clear to people that, preferably, he says, even in yeshiva, show them how you're doing it. So there's nobody there can make a mistake and think that what you're doing is this some extraordinary action. Okay, that's the Isurim. Just one quick thought. Rashi is a fascinating thing. So I think it's very simple, right? The opposite of the process of Tamnim and Shemoshaka, like, why do you want to know the future? Say that's because I want to make, you know, because I have estate planning, you know, like, that's one thing, you know. But if it's just, it's much more comfortable knowing it's going to happen. That's because we like to be in control of our lives. Like, we like to have our hands on the driver's wheel. That's the issue. The rush was on the driver. He's on the driver. If you're comfortable saying, you know, I trust the driver, then you're with him. Then he's your driver. But if you say, no, I like to know. I like to have that feeling that I'm in control. So the person says, fine, okay, so you're in control. You know, you're not with me then at that point in time. You're not with it. Then the driver's not real to you anymore. Okay.